It is absolutely impossible to be in a bad mood when you hear this song.
Sure.
You can't go wrong.
It's a good one.
Nothing but a good time. I love it, man. One of my favorites from back in that era, the hairband era. You a big fan of the hairbands?
No, I'm a big country music fan, so typically that's what I listen to. I don't mind them, I guess. I wouldn't call myself a big fan. I'm just a fan, I guess.
For a bald guy, it's probably weird for me to be a fan of the hairbands.
Yeah, well, me too. Mine's going, so I guess I never got into it.
I love hairbands.
It's too late for me now.
I love the hairbands. I was a huge fan, man, back in the day. Yeah, that was.
I like it. I you know what they don't have in rock anymore is the old ballads you used to have that the big hair bands used to have. I always liked those, man.
Every bad boy has a soft side.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I remember those. Good stuff.
Great stuff.
Well, coming up next weekend, March 9th and 10th at Lorain County Community College, Diana Chittister and Royal Woods will be performing, and both are going to be on the show today, but Diana is up first. Diana, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. How are you doing today?
We are lovely, and we're so happy that you've joined us today. I've got to ask you, I was reading up on you earlier today, and I saw that you've earned the moniker Guitar Acrobat. So I have to ask, we've got to begin there. How did you earn that moniker Guitar Acrobat?
Yeah, I think it has something to do with when I started walking across a tightrope playing guitar. No,
wow.
I actually was performing in Buffalo. And one of the magazines there had reviewed one of the shows, and that was their term. And I thought, cool. I'm not exactly sure what it says, but I am known for, when I perform, I'm solo, but I try to imitate a full band on the solo acoustic guitar. So lots of parts being played and pounded out, and I think that's sort of translated to almost demonstrate acrobatics on the guitar.
Okay. Well, we're going to use both of those because
like
you had me going there for just a second when you mentioned that you were playing guitar on a tightrope. I think that kind of sort of sounds like it might be a challenge in the future, but we'll leave that to the imagination of those who are going to show up on March 9th and 10th at Lorain County Community College. How did you get your start in music?
I started performing as far as my career, I started really performing when I was in college. I was doing coffee shops then. And right after I graduated, I took to the bar scene, and I had the Winchester Music Hall in Cleveland, Ohio, really gave me kind of my biggest help in the beginning. They connected me with Jennifer Batten, who toured with Michael Jackson. And I had an opportunity to open a show for her. And it was, I think that was a pretty big turning point. Because it just opened up a very different world for me. And I have been working, performing ever since, which at this point is coming up on almost 10 years.
Wow. Okay, so that's a heck of a long time in the music business, no question about that. Now, one of the acts that you kind of just described, I wanted to ask you about, I wanted to get the concept behind your performance, Breathe Without Air, and it was at this NPR Tiny Desk concert. And I thought, boy, NPR Tiny Desk concert. There are a number of questions that come along with that. So how did that all come about?
Yeah, well, the song itself, I think, is probably that best demonstration of the guitar acrobat quote that you mentioned. That's a song where I perform the main riff of the song, and then the way that I hit the guitar makes it sound like there's a kick drum playing along with me, which is a technique that I think I picked up from trying to mimic the looping technique that a lot of artists do. I just failed to use a looper. So that song it kind of emerged from that, and I know that the video that we have online of me playing that's usually the biggest piece of feedback that I get is where's the drummer? What's that thumping noise? And that sort of thing.
Very cool stuff. Now and I think it's fascinating too, because I watched that YouTube clip earlier and I thought, boy, that's not what you think of when you go and you hear somebody play the guitar. It's not necessarily what you expect to see in the background when you're playing. So it was so different. It gave us such a different visual, but I think that's kind of what you were going for, right? You were trying for something different.
Yes. I mean, well, and I can tell you that a lot of my playing style developed realistically when I started performing. Any musician's going to get their start playing in bars, playing to people that don't necessarily, they're not there to hear you. You know, you kind of invade their territory. And so a lot of my playing style developed because I was trying to get to be fooler, to get attention, to get the drunk crowd to glance over to the girl playing in the corner, you know. And I think that the full picture kind of developed when I wrote my last album, Find My Way Home. I was trying to actually write the parts that I would want a band to play, and I was working them into the guitar riffs, and then they themselves became the guitar riffs. So the last album that I did was solo for that very reason, that there are a lot of kind of unique guitar tricks that I have embedded into those songs.
You brought up an interesting point, Diana, about playing in the bars and trying to draw the attention of the people who are there, who are having the drinks, who are perhaps talking in the corner. I'm curious. I mean, as you're going through college, as you're working your way in these bars, trying to kind of find your sound, so to speak, I mean, is that typically how you kind of cut your teeth and find that sound that takes you to where you are now?
For me, it would be my preferred method if I ever, and even now, still today, I mean, there are areas that I get to perform, performing arts centers and work in, you know, what's coming up, it's Stocker Art. But there are definitely times where I find myself kind of back in the, especially if I'm in a new city, back in that situation where maybe it's not a bar, but maybe it's opening for an artist and I'm in front of their audience. And being able to retrieve those same kind of techniques of how do you make an impression right off the bat. And I think that any bar setting where there's a lot of distractions, there's TVs, there's friends meeting up, there's alcohol, anytime alcohol is involved, it's a different story. And I think it's definitely a really, really good place to learn a lot about being a live performer.
That's exactly where I was going to go with my next question. I guess you just answered it, but it seems with YouTube and everything these days, you see people kind of getting famous through that means, but it seems the way you do it allows you to be able to play to an audience. And sometimes when you see those internet sensations, it takes them a while to really get a crowd into a show, but through your method, it seems a little easier because you've been there, you've done that, you know what draws people in, right?
Well, sure. And I think a lot of lines are blurred these days.
Uh-oh.
Diana, you there?
Did we lose her?
Sounds like it.
Uh-oh.
We put on the live shows. Am I breaking up on you?
Yeah, nope, you're lost back. You just
no,
a second
we lost you for a minute, but you're back. You're good.
Oh,
you're good.
I'm back. Okay, good.
You're good.
But yeah, so I personally wanted to be a live performer, and so to this day, I am always trying to learn how do you better connect? How do you make that personal interaction, even though you're on a stage, in front of a crowd?
Well, in this next weekend, this is going to be a homecoming for you, is it not, when you perform at LCCC?
Yes. So I'm actually on my way to a show right now at the Midland Theater. And so when I get back into Stocker, it will be about, what, that's 30 minutes, I think, from Cleveland, which is actually where I live. So, yes, and it's my second time performing there. I was there last year.
Were you born and raised in Cleveland?
No, I was not. I'm from a city a little further east called Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But I always stress that Cleveland is the city that I choose to call home. Yeah, I moved here intentionally to be in. I think that the community in Cleveland is amazing, and so I've lived in a couple other cities, and I keep coming back to Cleveland, and it's where I have chosen to stay.
Well, we count that as a victory if we can pull someone in from Pittsburgh to stay in this area.
Wow. Diana, right? that was an incredible move you just pulled. That was fantastic. See, you know, concerts, performances, it's a lot about thinking on your feet. Radio's no different. That was incredible what you just did right there, turning that whole thing around, talking about how you were from Pittsburgh, but you moved to Cleveland, you love Cleveland. You just won over the whole listening audience. That was very impressive. Diana Chittister is our guest here. She's performing at Lorain County Community College with Royal Wood on March 9th and 10th next weekend. Tell us all about this show, An Intimate Evening with Royal Wood and yourself. Well, tell us what it's like working with a guy like Royal Wood, because he's done so many great things in his career.
Oh, he's done so many good things. You know, he and I connected about a year ago. We decided to do a tour together, and we did a lot of folk venues. And I don't even know if we exactly knew how our show was going to work together, but we knew that there were a lot of good similarities between us and thought we could really deliver a good show. So we did some work last year, and I mean, I hope we both learned things from each other, but I...
Uh-oh.
Both Royal Wood and his bassist, Steve Zerai, who's going to be performing with him as well, they have a precision to their show. There's a polish. They are craftsmen, if that's the right word to use there. They just are, they are top musicians for sure, and I have learned a lot about how to really deliver a song from watching those two perform.
Very cool stuff. Well, again, it's called An Intimate Evening with Royal Wood and Diana Chittister. It's next Friday and Saturday, March 9th and 10th. Takes place at Lorain County Community College.
And, I have, I do a lot. There's an energy that I bring to my show. So you really get kind of both ends of the spectrum when we perform.
Very cool stuff. Well, tickets, $20 each, $10 for Lorain County Community College students with a valid ID, kids 18 and under, and active duty military with valid ID also. So it's going to be an awesome show. We can't wait for it. Diana, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll see you next weekend.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, Diana Chittister joining us. She and Royal Wood performing next weekend at LCCC.